You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
November the 23rd, 2020, a lot of the left media making a lot of noise over the fact that President Trump's legal team, led by Rudy Giuliani, is putting some distance between that team and Sidney Powell, the attorney, claiming that she has information of how Dominion, the software product and project and machines that were used to count votes across the nation, might have been open to fraud, and claiming she's got evidence. She hasn't presented it yet, but claims she does. We're going to get into that whole story over the next segment, and including famed attorney Alan Dershowitz. What does he think chances are that Trump can actually make something happen? And before we wrap up this hour, I want to take you back in time when Obama was using the same kinds of tactics and legal challenges that Trump is using now, that everyone is saying, that's not fair, you shouldn't do it, just go away. And Obama did the same exact thing. I'll explain before we wrap up this hour. In the meantime, all the eyes are now on Georgia. January 5th, two Senate runoff elections. Both Republican senators of Georgia up for re-election facing their Democrat opponents. It is big. It is very big. It's going to be important as to who controls the Senate. Right now, Senate held by Republicans, 50, Democrats, 48. If they get these two for the Republicans, it's 52 to 48. If one goes to the Republicans, they'll have 51 to 49, still a majority. If it both go to Democrats, it's a tie in the Senate. And when there's a tie in the Senate on any legislation, the vice president, Kamala Harris, will cast the deciding vote. That's why it's so big, so important. And in the meantime, Georgia officials changing the rules again. Here they come. They're extending the use of secure ballot drop boxes for the runoff elections. They're now going to allow the boxes to be used later than extended. They were set to expire late December. Now they're saying, oh, no. No, we're going to keep them out there later, more and more time for more ballots to be dropped in. So ground zero in the battle for the balance of power in D.C. You're seeing a lot of money dumped into that state, that race already, $140 million in climbing. And keep in mind, Senator Chuck Schumer had said, we take Georgia, then we change America. And he's got a lot of Hollywood money helping as well. George Clooney, Will Smith, Joaquin Phoenix, Leonardo DiCaprio, all of them dumping money in to help Democrats in that race. And the FBI now investigating threats made against Georgia's top election officials while there are allegations of voter fraud underway. Apparently, information of possible threats made against the voting system manager and others. President-elect Biden today announcing a number of key cabinet appointments, including Antony Blinken, Secretary of State, Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, Avril Haines, the first woman to lead the Intel Committee. And Biden will announce also that Secretary of State John Kerry, special presidential envoy for climate and was still in the National Security Council. Only, of course, we still have to know who's going to replace Kamala Harris in California. California Governor Gavin Newsom has the power to make that appointment. And while he's getting pressure, you must put another woman of color in that position or else. He does have the power and authority to appoint himself, and he might well do it. Hey, if this is Monday, we must have another death count from Chicago weekend of violence, and we do. Five killed over the weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Chicago, and 40 shot in addition to those deaths. They're having more trouble in New York City. People being shoved off subway platforms are just standing there and somebody comes on and shoves them. And even the Democrat mayor, Bill de Blasio, says, I am concerned. I'm real concerned. And, of course, we continue to give some interest to what's going to happen with your Thanksgiving holiday. Are you going to tighten down? Are you going to travel? TSA says they screened more than 3 million passengers over the weekend. They're seeing the highest numbers boarding flights since they did back in March. In California, the governor put in rules, yet thousands of people took the streets Saturday night protesting a curfew order. And the Florida State Seminoles declined to play their scheduled game against Clemson. They claim because of concerns over a player who tested positive for coronavirus. The Clemson coach says, I'm calling BS on that one. That's an excuse. An excuse.
Larry Connors, USA. News and commentary.
Businesses, restaurants, nursing homes need to be free of COVID. So you should be contacting Wellington Environmental. A professionally trained team will disinfect your facility using powerful but safe disinfectants. And here's something new. Wellington has a line of foggers that you can use to disinfect your own facility. These foggers are in high demand, but Wellington Environmental has some for now. They cost about $500. But my listeners get a big price break, a $100 discount. You save $100 just by saying you heard about it on Larry Connors USA. For more information on getting your personal fogging device or to schedule professional disinfecting, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Will you be able to present, are you planning to present actual evidence of all that you've said, Dominion voting machines, swapping votes from Trump to Biden, as well as an effort to actually change the results of an election? You'll be able to prove that in court in the next 2 weeks.
Yes, I fully expect we will be able to prove all of it in court within the next 2 weeks, although the fraud case itself doesn't have to be done within the 2 weeks. But we have more than enough evidence now. We have more evidence now than half the prison population is imprisoned on.
Well, those are the words in the answer to Maria Bartiromo of Sidney Powell, legal attorney. And she was on the program over the weekend saying, listen, we've got evidence of how the votes were changed with the Dominion voting system. And we can prove it, and we're going to do it within the next couple of weeks or less. And apparently going to present evidence, clear evidence, by the end of this week, by Friday. Of course, we're going to have a lot of holidays going on. And many are saying, does she really have any? Even Tucker Carlson the other night was calling her out saying, we think now we need to see evidence instead of just listening to it. We're past news conferences. Let's see the evidence. And that's kind of what Maria was pushing her on, saying, do you have evidence? And she said, we do. And in fact, she said, the evidence we have is greater evidence than what many imprisoned across our nation got convicted on. So, we do have it. She has pursued a theory that the Dominion voting machines operating with Smartmatic software were able to be manipulated and were responsible for switching votes from Trump to Democrat challenger Biden, and that Dominion had worked with foreign governments, including Venezuela at one time, and produced an affidavit purporting to support that allegation. Still no evidence that votes had actually been changed. She is an outspoken critic. She got her representation of National Security Advisor Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, of course, and got her a big round of applause and support because she was able to get the FBI to back off of those charges, although a judge is still jacking around with the case. Won't go down that rabbit hole. Don't have time for it. But the bottom line is she says, yes, we have the evidence. Now, you have to keep in mind, and I'll bring this to your attention. I think I've mentioned it before, and you're smart enough to know this. When you present, you hold a news conference. Let me put it that way. And she was present last week when Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, who's also one of the Trump legal team, were giving a news conference and answering questions. I mean, they went on for an hour and a half or so like that. You do not have to present your evidence at the news conference. As Powell said, and even Giuliani later, that what we have here is an opening argument. I think Janella said the same thing. We're just giving you an opening argument of what's going to be coming. The evidence we'll save and present when we need to. Time's getting short either way. The Board of Electors will meet December 15th. And I think the votes had to be in by, I mean, all states had to be certified and turn them in by December 7th. So the time is getting short. This Dominion Voting System Corporation does sell electronic voting hardware and software, voting machines and tabulators in the U.S. and Canada. They're based in, they give two locations. It's primarily Canada, but they also list a Denver, Colorado location. And there's been a report that the Denver, Colorado office was basically shutting down and a lot of people being laid off and that they're just being put out. I haven't had a chance to dig into all details of that. You probably have heard similar stories. I haven't seen any real proof or whatever. Some have made claims that Dominion had close ties to the Clinton family and other Democrats. There may or may not be solid evidence. I've seen some of the ties, but I'm not interested in just rumors. I'm interested in facts. One American News Network, I watched a piece of theirs over the weekend, the OAN Network, again, was saying that Dominion is compromised, had been compromised, that millions of votes for Trump were deleted or switched to Biden. There apparently are some cases that have been documented of some votes that did go to Biden that were meant for Trump, and they want to blame it on operator error. Well, you know what they've always told you, I'm sure, by computers. BS in, BS out. If you don't put in the right stuff, you're not going to get the right stuff out. There will be more on this, but the concern I think many of us should have, unfortunately, even if Sidney Powell is exactly right on every point and the evidence she ends up presenting that they're taking to the court by Friday of this week or even the following Friday, will it be resolved in time to actually be available and make a difference? That's why the Democrats in one part might be rushing to spike the ball. They want it over now, and they want all the mainstream media to line up behind them, support them. And they're getting a lot of Republicans doing the same thing. And everyone, and I would be among the first, say we're going to have evidence. You're going to have evidence very soon. You can't just have a few pieces. And, yes, I know all of these folks signing off on sworn affidavits, risking themselves and their families under acts of perjury if they're lying. I don't think they are. I don't think they're going to do it. But, again, is it enough to overturn? You've got to have a systematic piece of evidence that shows it's rampant everywhere. This would be the best case. This would be the best case if you can prove the Dominion software and the way it was operated and the machines and the connections, that that's where the issue lies. But again, the timetable, how much time do you have available? Alan Dershowitz, famed attorney who's been, and many times, in the face of the leftists saying, well, you have your view, but let's stick to the law. Let's speak constitutional. He also appeared over the weekend with Maria Bartiromo and her Sunday morning news futures. And again, the issue about a timetable for getting all this done.
Well, evidence is very difficult to bring within 2 weeks or the 3 week period. You need to have witnesses, experts, subject to cross-examination, and findings by a court. I don't know what Powell means when she says they have more than 2 weeks or 3 weeks to prove fraud. Once the electors are certified and once they cast their vote, I can't see any legal route to undoing that, even if they were to find fraud later on. There's certainly nothing in the Constitution about that. And so I think they do have to get their evidence in. The public has the right to see it. They don't have the right to see it before the lawsuits are filed. But she said that she thinks the lawsuits will be filed by this Friday. We have to see the evidence.
Right.
If the evidence is there, then there'll be a trial.
Alan Dershowitz said there'll be a trial. And again, you don't have to see the evidence now, but when it's presented, yeah, you need to see it. But the other point, and we've said this repeatedly, if you make it as an analogy to football and a bad call on the field, everybody in the stadium, even the team that gets the benefit of the call, they know the call is wrong. It goes to review, and they stand up with the call on the field. And the game is won or lost maybe on that one call. And the following week, maybe the commissioner of the sport, football, takes a look at it and says, yeah, that was it was wrong call, it's bad call, it's shouldn't have gone that way, but it's done. What are you going to do? You can't redo that game. You can put an asterisk beside it, whatever you want, but it's done. That's where we are with this election, is we're rushing into December and the Electoral College and its meeting. Dershowitz says there are some viable paths if the evidence is there for Trump.
Well, let me give you my completely objective, not wishful thinking, constitutional analysis. They have two or three legal constitutional paths. For example, in Pennsylvania, they have two very strong legal arguments. One, that the courts changed what the legislature did about counting ballots after the end of Election Day. That's a winning issue in the Supreme Court. I don't necessarily support it, but it's a winning issue in the Supreme Court. And Justice Alito has already hinted that's a winning issue. They also have a winning issue in the Supreme Court on equal protection, that some counties allowed flawed ballots to be cured while others didn't. Bush versus Gore suggests that an equal protection argument can prevail. The problem with that argument is they don't have the numbers necessarily to support it. If it's right that Biden's ahead by some 70 or 80,000 votes, they have to show enough contested votes under those two legal theories to change the outcome.
And see, that's the key. You can't just show some. You got to have enough, and you have to have enough evidence that, yeah, we need to hold everything because this has much more layers that we need to dig through, but you don't have the time. He mentioned Pennsylvania. And the Third Circuit Court of Appeals did grant the Trump campaign request for an expedited review over that ruling in Pennsylvania. The key here is, as you heard him say, most counties were expecting to certify their results today. The questions were a particular Pennsylvania and another where they had heavy Biden support, and that the signatures might not match. They're incorrect. The documentation wasn't there. And they are letting people come in and cure those ballots, straighten them out so they would be acceptable, but not in the other counties. And that's why Dershowitz says that could be a clear violation. You've got to have the same procedures for both candidates. The Trump campaign arguing the Constitution's guarantee of equal protection under the law was violated by the state of Pennsylvania when counties took different measures to inform voters of technical issues that came up with the unprecedented number of mail-in ballots, as in specifically Philadelphia and another location. And they're going in and fixing them, as they would say, curing them, making them right for Biden. Not right for the right for Biden, based on the allegation. And what about this whole issue that Sidney Powell apparently is putting everything on, and that's the Dominion voting system? And there have been questions about if they were using Sharpie pens, that it bled through, that the whole ballot would be rejected. And there were cases where You had everything Republican on the sheet except at the top is Democrat. It was for Biden. Questions about that? The number of questions of that Biden got 13% more vote than Obama did? Is that popular, or was that a turnout negative against Trump? But the voting machine, computer fraud, Alan Dershowitz, is that a valid issue?
The other legal theory they have, which is a potentially strong one, is that the computers, either fraudulently or by glitches, changed hundreds of thousands of votes. There are enough votes to make a difference, but I haven't seen the evidence to support that. So in one case, they don't have the numbers. In another case, they don't seem yet to have the evidence. Maybe they do. I haven't seen it. But the legal theory is there to support them if they have the numbers and they have the evidence.
Numbers and the evidence. Dominion, the second largest seller of voting machines in the U.S., and Georgia selected it to meet all of its statewide voting system beginning this year. And we have problems, of course, still in Georgia. We'll take a break, and when we come back, Alan Dershowitz again on what he considers is the strongest case for Trump to make things different with this election. That's coming up when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Their strongest case, if they have the evidence, is that computers may have turned hundreds of thousands of votes. That's a wholesale argument rather than a retail argument. They can't turn the election around on retail arguments. One observer here, a few votes here. They need to make wholesale constitutional arguments. And for that, they're going to need overwhelming evidence. And I haven't seen it.
Again, the words of Alan Dershowitz, famed attorney, saying if the Trump campaign is going to get any traction, get anything overturned, and hold any weight in the court, the allegations such as made by Sidney Powell and other members of the Trump campaign before they, quote, officially said she's not working with us, which, again, the left loves that because they think, oh, see, there's something going on here. The bottom line is, do you have the evidence of wholesale voter fraud cheating? That's what would win and change the case, change the election entirely. This whole idea about mail-in ballots, when I keep hearing members of the left and the mainstream media say they're absolutely great and so forth, and even one of our frequent guests, John LeBoutier, former U.S. Congressman, Republican, Reagan Republican, says Republicans have used them forever. I mean, if they're illegal, why are we doing it? Well, we're looking at the vast amount got dumped this time. But let's go back to Florida, a primary election back in 2012. And the New York Times took a look at that election and started looking at the ballots that are being thrown out because they didn't seem to be right. And adds, votes cast by mail, less likely to be counted, more likely to be compromised, more likely to be contested. And in fact, the election officials rejecting almost 2% of the ballots cast by mail, double the rate for the in-person voting. As the election supervisor told the New York Times and quoted, the more people you force to vote by mail, the more invalid ballots you generate. May be fraud, may just be incompetence, but the bottom line is, you open it up for fraud. And changing the rules doesn't help either, does it, to the extent of you're trying to be transparent. I mentioned this in news and commentary in case you missed it. Georgia election officials now extending the use of secure ballot drop boxes in these Senate runoff elections coming up January 5. The five-member Georgia State Board, chaired by the Republican Secretary of State, he's a Republican, voted to extend the use of the 24/7 monitor drop boxes for use through the runoffs. They were set to expire in late December. The deadline to register for vote in the runoff elections, December 7. Early in-person voting in the contest begins December 14. And yes, they've had numerous 700,000 requests for absentee ballots already submitted. And there seems to be no discussion among the board members of what they're going to do about residency concerns. How are they going to verify residency? And we know members of the left have openly said, let's flood Georgia, run in there, set up an address so you can vote in that election. Andrew Yang, one of the candidates in the Democrat primary, said, my wife and I are already there. Come join us. Get in here so you can vote. Does that not suggest fraud? It's out and out fraud to move just for that purpose. And all this concern about voter ID and signatures, verifying the signatures, Obama used it extensively in 96. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Unhinged. A Frankenstein's monster. Judges and others in the legal world are running out of pejoratives to describe the legal efforts of outgoing President Trump and his allies, who have, as of this morning, lost or withdrawn at least 30 cases in their efforts to overturn the results of a free and fair election.
That is CNN's Jake Tapper on his Sunday program, State of the Union, saying everybody's running out of pejorative terms we can use to describe what Trump is doing. I do remind you, while we're watching this battle with the Trump administration and Trump lawyers in several of the states, key swing states, as to how they were doing it, were they doing the votes properly? Were the signatures matching? Were they properly tabulated? Were some votes just simply thrown out because they knew they'd be for Trump? Or they gave them markers, Sharpie-type pens that would bleed through and then ruin the ballot so it would be invalid regardless of what they did. And those went to certain voters that they suspected would be Republican. And then vote dumps in the middle of the night and thousands upon thousands coming in from one precinct, and they're all Biden? All of them are Biden? Any of that mean anything? Raises questions. Doesn't mean anything. There's no evidence. But I'm absolutely enjoying how the left-stream media is just going bonkers over this, because they see the very guys that told us the Russians hacked the election to get Trump elected. The only way they hacked it, of course, was to get into computers and so forth. That they did it that way. now say, no, can't be done. This Dominion system is foolproof. It can't be hacked. The same guys who were claiming that that's what happened. The Russians got in so many different ways, and in part were hacking the operations. Suddenly, no, can't be done. Boats can't be changed. Why? Because it's your candidate? There are stories that obviously apparently have been discredited. I'll share with them, because I always try to give you as much detail as I can. I mean, I'm going to give you the facts as I see them and know them, and then I'll add some opinion. But there's some cases I don't know if it's fact or not, so I just quote the source. Because for me, the source is a thin line between credit and blame. Maybe the source gets credit for being right. Maybe they get the blame for peddling a lie. One of them involves a guy by the name of Dennis Montgomery. He's a software designer. And apparently he's been claiming that the supercomputer program used by Dominion was used to switch votes from Trump to Biden on voting machines. Sidney Powell promoted those allegations on Lou Dobbs' Fox Business program 2 days after the election, and then more recently on Maria Bartiromo's program, which you might have heard at the beginning of this hour. In case you missed it, remember, you can always go back. These programs will be posted as a podcast, which you can share with others about 3:15 today, 15 minutes after we get off the air or so. Quentin will have it ready for you up as a podcast at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. And you can hear what Sidney Powell said to Maria. Basically, we got the evidence. We're going to present it. And we heard from famed attorney Dershowitz saying, if she's got it, we're going to need to see it. Now, she doesn't have to present everything to the public right then, but we're going to get into a point where legally, yeah, you're going to have to show some evidence. Well, a director of the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency claimed that the evidence, the allegations of changing votes and so forth, was nonsense and a hoax. Powell also says, I've got an affidavit from a former Venezuelan military official, which said that the Dominion voting machines would print up a ballot showing who a voter had selected, but then change the vote inside the machine. So, there's a lot of stuff there. We do know that it's basically, the company is based out of Canada. And why we went to someone in Canada? Well, they do have offices now in Denver, so I guess they were trying to say we are U.S. No, they started in Canada. But when I'm watching the mainstream media chastise, look for other terms to call Trump, unhinged, Frankensteinian, things of this nature. Obama the other day, and I ran this for you the other day, it bears repeating again, how he said, it's just troubling to watch how there's just by the Trump campaign that they are not interested in the truth.
Look, Joe Biden's going to be the next president of the United States. Kamala Harris will be the next vice president. I have been troubled, like I think every American, whether you're a Republican or Democrat or independent, should be troubled when you start having attempts to block, negate, overturn the people's vote when there's no actual evidence that there was anything illegal or fraudulent taking place.
Okay, let's talk about what Obama has done in the past. I'm looking at material I pulled from the both CNN and also the Chicago Tribune. The one titled by the Tribune is Obama 2007 showing his bare knuckles and talking about how operatives for Barack Obama had filed a hearing with the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners challenging the process of hundreds of signatures on the nominating petitions of then the state senator Alice Palmer, the longtime progressive activist from the city's south side of Chicago. And they kept challenging petitions until every one of Obama's four Democrat primary rivals was forced off the ballot. In that initial bid for political office, according to Chicago Tribune, Obama quickly mastered the bare-knuckle arts of Chicago electoral politics, elbowing aside an elder stateswoman like Palmer. And his idea was, if we can disprove the ballots, show they're inaccurate, they're not, the signatures don't match, we can throw them out. In an interview, Obama granted there's a legitimate argument to be made. You shouldn't create barriers to people getting on the ballot. But he says when it comes to these sheets, these signatures, he said if they signed in one way, they give us another signature, well, then you had to question it. In other words, he was definitely believing at that point that it's worth doing to challenge signatures, and you can get votes thrown out. That's not what we've seen from the blue states right now, nor from the left at all. Go back to the battle between Obama and Clinton. Clinton argued the primary results of two of the nation's largest states should count because millions of voters would be disenfranchised. Obama said, I have another idea. I'm insisting primary results are invalid. The two states failed to follow party rules, and the rules are the rules. The DNC had not seen the Florida and Michigan delegates because the states violated party edicts in holding their primaries early. Neither campaign, Canada, I should say, campaigned the two states. Clinton won 50% of the Florida vote, Obama 33%. She got 55% of the vote in Michigan. Obama's name was not on the ballot. But he did know how to use the rules to his advantage. He knew you can go after challenges. Challenge the name, the signature, and did they follow every rule exactly? The very thing right now we're told the Trump campaign is doing, and we're hearing from the left, that's not fair. You're wrong. And Obama says, believe it or not, that the media is actually, this is almost laughable, but the media is now helping Trump.
I think I'm less surprised by Donald Trump doing this. He has shown only a flimsy relationship to the truth. I'm more troubled that you're seeing a lot of Republican officials go along with it, not because they actually believe it, but because they feel intimidated by it. And the degree to which you've seen some news outlets that cater to the right and the conservative viewpoint somehow try to prop up these bogus claims.
Bogus claims. Same kind of claims he was making back when he was running in 96, and then again against Hillary in 2016. In other words, it was okay for me to do it and raise those challenges, but now that Trump's doing it, oh, he's trying to disenfranchise, especially black voters. He's not going to allow black voters. No, actually, Trump wants several black voters that probably got cut off because they are supporting him. We'll take a break when we come back, put a cap on this whole subject, and then also how Andrew Cuomo is being honored for what he did in New York State.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. USA. Larry Connors, USA.
The Trump team's argument to the public that millions of votes were stolen through election software is quite literally insane. And how many more of you watching this here in Washington, D.C., are willing to have your legacies be that you played a role in what will inevitably be recorded by history as a clownish, failed, and please God, we hope, nonviolent coup?
Jake Tapper, CNNNNN. How do you feel that you took part in a clownish effort to carry out a coup, to upset the will of the people, snatch the White House from the guy who won it? As in making claims about Russian hackers and Russian collusion and quid pro quo and impeachment proceedings. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I thought he was talking about the things against Trump. Oh, I misread that. He's talking about what Trump is doing now and his supporters. Yeah, when the other guy does it, it's suddenly, that ain't right. Let me take you back again to this article from the Chicago Tribune talking about how Obama, in his beginning as a political candidate, showed his bare knuckles. And I pointed out to you earlier that he was challenging signatures, and they kept changing petitions until every one of his four Democrat primary rivals was forced off the ballot. And the writers at that time for that article, David Jackson, Ray Long, wrote, this was in 2007, the man now running for president, on a message of giving a voice to the voiceless, first entered public office not by leveling the playing field, but by clearing it. And one of the candidates he eliminated said that Obama's petition challenges belies his image as a champion of the little guy and crusader for voter rights. This contender said, why say you're for a new tomorrow and then do old-style Chicago politics to remove legitimate candidates? Obama talks about honor and democracy, but what honor is there in getting rid of every other candidate? That's the way Obama did it back then, and it was purely acceptable. And because Trump tries to play hardball and just doesn't roll over and says, we want to challenge those signatures. We want to see. We want not just to recount the ballots, but verify the ballots. It's what Obama did in 96, got rid of all of his challengers. But now, oh, that's just not right. That's not right. Yeah, there's no real explanation for it. You and I both know it. It is simply a matter of do as I say, not what I did. MSNBC taking a hit at Thanksgiving over the weekend, calling it a colonizer Christmas. The guest host, Jason Johnson, said 40% of Americans plan to celebrate Thanksgiving of more than 10 people, potentially creating super spreader events all over the country. The New Yorker's Jenny Cobb agreed and said, you know, the original Thanksgiving was the colony was starving. Research says that they resorted to cannibalism to remain alive. That's right. Now we're tying Thanksgiving to cannibalism. Gosh, enough of that. I told you I'd tell you about Cuomo and getting an award for his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic. Specifically recognizing his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic, as if it's over, and it ain't over, right? And his masterful use of television to inform and calm people around the world. He got this at the International Emmy Awards ceremony, which was broadcast virtually. See, he was holding these daily conferences, and everybody said, he's doing such a great job. The media, of course, and other Democrats praising him for how he was tackling the coronavirus. But then word came out that, what about that March order where you told COVID-19 patients, if you're in a nursing home, you got to stay there. And if you left to go to a hospital, the hospital needs to send you back to that nursing home. In other words, putting the ill with the very ill, the very vulnerable, the most likely to die. And we still don't have an official count of how many died in those nursing homes because Cuomo's state will not release them. But the best estimates are 15,000 to 20,000, maybe higher. And for that, he gets an Emmy Award in recognition of his leadership. Past recipients of this, former Vice President Al Gore, Oprah Winfrey, Steven Spielberg. Does that give you any idea? Well, as one also said, the writer for The Federalist wrote, Andrew Cuomo, instead of getting an Emmy, deserves to be on trial for the elderly people his nursing home order directly murdered. And instead, he gets an Emmy. I agree. 100%. I appreciate you following the program. Let your friends and family know we're on the air. Believe me, I want them to join us. You're doing a great job, and I appreciate you supporting it. We'll be back here tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.